This is Lori Sonkin with WRFI Community Radio News. Joining me in the studio tonight is Andy Zepp. Andy is the Executive Director of the Finger Lakes Land Trust. Welcome to the program, Andy.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
So for people who may just have moved here or might not be familiar with the Finger Lakes Land Trust, can you tell us in a nutshell what you all do?
Well, we're a regional conservation organization, a nonprofit that works with landowners and local communities to conserve those undeveloped lands, whether it's our best farmland, our last lakeshore, or recreational trails such as the Finger Lakes Trail. And we work by acquiring these lands or legal tools called conservation easements to set those areas aside for the future.
And what's a conservation easement?
This is a legal agreement that limits future development while allowing it to remain in private ownership and on the tax rolls, and typically used for traditional uses such as farming and forestry.
In January, I read that somebody gave you all a 470-acre conservation easement in the town of Ithaca. Do you want to talk about that?
An incredible gift. Jan and Sue Sawinski, longtime Ithaca residents, own one of the largest properties remaining in the town of Ithaca. This is on West Hill, bordering several roads, including State Route 79. And it's known as Sheffield Farm, a horse farm, but also includes hundreds of acres of forest and drains into Cayuga Lake. So conservation will secure an incredible green space that's literally 1 mile from downtown Ithaca.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Tell me a little bit about the West Hill Windway. What do you have planned with
that? The Wild Way.
Not the Windway. The Wild Way. Tell me about the West.
Well, thanks to the commitment the Sawinskis have made, as well as other projects that have been completed, such as the YMCA nearby runs an environmental education facility on over 100 acres. And then we've been working with the town of Ithaca to acquire nearly 100 acres of conservation land in the same area down near Boswick Road. We've recognized a corridor of about 5 miles extending from Robert Treeman State Park to Bundy Road, which for those who may not be familiar, located in the northwest side of the town of Ithaca, that is this potential green belt that not only could be a great conservation area and a water recharge area, but also host recreational trails that could be linked ultimately to downtown Ithaca, so folks wouldn't have to get in their cars to get out and enjoy these areas.
Is it all, is it on private land and public land, or how does that work?
Very much this is a goal and a work in progress where there is public land there now, but there's also land that is not conserved and remains in private ownership. So we're now hoping to work with these owners over a period of years to see if we can meet their goals while creating this green belt. So it's a very long-term process, but we're excited because it's rare to have an opportunity to connect these conserved lands so close to where people live.
That's very nice. The green belt, is that the same thing as a corridor?
Yeah, essentially.
I mean, and corridors are important because people can walk on them, but can you talk a little bit about why they are important for the animals?
A good example is anyone who has a dog. If you've ever noticed how your dog will interact with wildlife wandering through your neighborhood, and some wildlife such as raccoons and skunks are pretty tolerant. They can deal with humans and live, in fact, right here in the middle of town, while other wildlife such as the fisher, one of the larger members of the weasel family, black bear, they're more skittish around both people and our animals, so that maintaining these wild corridors is important for some animals so that they can continue to travel across the landscape. So it varies. Some animals are quite tolerant, such as the deer we now see in downtown, and others not so much. So these corridors are very important for animals, but also plants. Over time, as our climate changes, plants are going to need to move and disperse across the landscape.
The Finger Lakes Land Trust has also been doing some work with toxic algae blooms. Can you talk about a little bit about what is a toxic algae bloom and why they are so harmful and what you're doing?
Yeah, some of our projects, we conserve land specifically to protect water quality because the quality of the water depends on what happens in the land and how it's treated. And we realize that we have a growing problem in the Finger Lakes. We work closely with each lake association, And we've learned that 5 of 11 of our Finger Lakes have experienced toxic algae outbreaks in recent years. This is cyanobacteria that is harmful to human health. It can kill your pets if they drink it, and is a real concern. It's been increasing. Last fall, Owasco Lake, for the first time in state history, the city of Auburn registered toxins from toxic algae in treated drinking water. So these are really setting off alarm bells. Aside from the drinking water issue, we have a $2 billion regional tourism economy. And if we're telling people don't go in the water, it might make you sick, that's not going to be great for that economy either. So for all these reasons, we have looked with partners, including county planning agencies, soil and water districts, lake associations, of what should we do? And there are many steps, because what happens is we have excess nutrients running into the lake. Everything from septic systems to runoff from parking lots.
To the fertilizer that ran off this past week.
To manure. Right. And a lot of questions, because each year is a little different. So there's been a lot of, I think, finger pointing in some cases about what the source is. But we went around and interviewed 40 agencies and stakeholders saying, forget the proof. If we've got a problem, and in the next decade, where should we invest the money? And it's kind of an easy answer, because our Finger Lakes drain north, and with the exception of Ithaca, it's a very rural landscape. There's not a lot of development. So unlike Onondaga Lake, where Syracuse, the impacts of that urban area are significant, here less so. And in the northern Finger Lakes, we have a tremendous amount of agricultural land, and there's a need, particularly as we get these more intense rain events due to climate change, to create buffers and prevent the soil erosion, which in phosphorus-rich soil, and manure and fertilizer running into the lake. So that is a challenge where the Land Trust is going to play a small role, but it's going to be a big regional effort to address this. Because
so how does it work? I mean, how do you create a buffer? You buy wetlands? You have more wetlands? Or what do you do?
Well, if you're in either Ithaca or Watkins Glen, mm-hmm. all you need to do to kind of get a look at the problem is drive north to where the land kind of flattens out, mm-hmm. places like Lansing, for example. And you'll notice that as agriculture has increased in scale, you now have huge fields in some cases, say 200 acres. And you also have what are called tile drains that help with spring to drain the water quicker, usually into a road ditch and a network of ditches that kind of over 100 years have been perfected at getting water from the land to the lake. Unfortunately, this is a big part of the problem, carrying those nutrients. So we have to slow that down. So now we need to kind of replumb these systems and actually create in strategic sites wetlands where we can divert that water and let those nutrients settle out in ponds and wetlands back on the land as they once did, and before you know it runs into the lake.
They're kind of like a trap.
Exactly, a silt trap.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we also in some areas we're simply we're cultivating lands too close to natural creeks, so we have to have an opportunity to compensate farmers to retire some of these areas, to simply create these permanent buffers of the most sensitive land. So we see a combined approach using these two tools. At the same time, we still need to address urban runoff from places like Ithaca. We need to upgrade our septic systems around the region. But those two things today we're not doing that are absolutely critical given how much agricultural land there are in our watersheds.
For those of you who just tuned in, I'm speaking with Andy Zepp. Andy is the executive director of the Finger Lakes Land Trust. So let's change the subject just a little bit. Let's talk about Albany. Are there things happening in Albany that are important to the Finger Lakes Land Trust?
Yeah, actually, right now there's some exciting news in Albany. Last year, the governor and the legislature approved record funding of the state's Environmental Protection Fund. And they're proposing to repeat that this year, $300 million. This is for a variety of programs, everything from land and water conservation to supporting different, all kinds of conservation programs across the state. The governor has also proposed a $2 billion water quality initiative that would repair aging sewage treatment plants, but also provide some of the funding for these buffers I was just talking about. And our big challenge is to see that more of those funds go to our region versus historically what happens is most of those funds stay on the east side of the Catskill Mountains. So there's exciting news in Albany, but a challenge for us, not just the land trust, but all the institutions in our region to kind of get together and use these funds locally.
And what about in Washington?
Well, I'm very pleased with Albany, given what's happening in Washington.
Okay.
I've worked in conservation across the country, and I can say that because of some of Albany's commitments, we're in a lot better shape than some other states are going to be in.
And what about the Farmland Protection Implementation Grant Program? Are you familiar with that?
Yes. In fact, this fall, the Land Trust has received two grants from this program. This is a state program where, on a competitive basis, grants are awarded to organizations like ours or local government to purchase these perpetual easements that limit development on our best farmland. And we, this past fall, received funding to protect a 600-acre farm in Canandaigua and a 600-acre farm on the east side of Skinny Atlas Lake. And we're hopeful that funding for this program increases because there's tremendous interest and demand in the farm community and not enough funds statewide.
When you get these funds from the state for the different programs that you've just talked about, do you get them with help from the state legislature, or are you just applying, or is it a mixture?
That one is an application process. So the legislature is involved, as is the governor, in appropriating the funds for the program, but they have a kind of arm's length grant, approval process. In some other cases, one thing that our land trust does is sometimes partner with New York State or in the federal government. We've helped the U.S. Forest Service add land to the Finger Lakes National Forest. And in those cases, it's more of a partnership in proceeding to acquire a particular piece of land. So for example, in Queen Catherine Marsh in Watkins Glen, we're partnering with the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to acquire wetlands next to the Catherine Valley Trail and, in fact, restore them. And that land will ultimately be conveyed to the state, which owns all the surrounding land.
We are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about something exciting that the Finger Lakes Land Trust is working on?
Well, the other exciting thing we're working on is trails. We see tremendous opportunity to expand recreational trail systems and also protect what we've got. We're right now partnering with the Finger Lakes Trail Conference and the state to protect a mile of the Finger Lakes Trail here in Tompkins County. And when I say protect, it's because 40% of the Finger Lakes Trail is based on a handshake agreement. So what happens with generational change, and particularly close to Ithaca, subdivision of land, is the 100-acre farm becomes 10 10-acre lots and the trail gets kicked off sometime. So we're working with the Trail Conference and county governments to make sure there's a home for this wonderful trail that a lot of people enjoy. So that's going to be a real focus. And also, again, making more connections so it's easier for people to get on these lands.
Well, Andy Zepp, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us today.
Great. Well, thanks again for having me.
Okay, now it's time for one public service announcement. This Sunday, February 26th, Festival of Hope will be held at the Greater Ithaca Activity Center on Court Street in Ithaca. This is an opportunity to learn